overdue. It is long overdue. We should have had this conversation long before now, njengoba sekusenzela iGood Friday. But mainly, it is a conversation that stems from the fact that a lot of people are shying away from going to church. A lot of people, you know, have different reasons for not going to church anymore. Irrespective of which church you go to, you know, different people have a different explanation for why, you know, they don't go to church anymore. And when people open up about that, it worries me because I believe, Gutsi, the church is very much like hospitals and clinics. It's where we go to find healing. Because naturally, a body consists of your mental health, your spiritual health, and your physical health. So if you're telling me, Gutsi, I mean, church is not my thing, you're telling me that your spiritual health is neglected. And I understand that someone else might say, but no, Fezile, you know, it doesn't mean because I don't go to church, then my spiritual health is not taken care of. But the truth is, it's not everything that you can do yourself. Can you imagine if we were to take instructions from doctors, Gutsi, stitch yourself, Laweabona? No, there's a reason why there are people who are called in that ministry and they are meant to be there to take care of us in that way. And we can't all say, Gutsi, I am gifted in all of, you know, the things that happen in church. I know for one, I've got a prophetic gift, but I'm not an evangelist. Yes, I've got the gift of prophecy. I'm able to see things before they happen. You understand? But there are certain things that still take me to church. There are church leaders that I'm in a very close relationship with because I understand they're gifted differently. And I go to them as well, you know, so that they can also heal me as much as I also heal other people and I'm a healer. So, yabona kutsi wena unesipiwe nangabe unesipiwe does not mean you don't need to still go back to the church now to get your own healing. So I want to hear from you, Gutsi. What is the one thing that makes people stop going to church? What is the one thing? You can list more than one, but according to you, whether from personal experience or not, what is the one thing that is leading to a lot of people shying away from going to church? Let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943. You know what to do. But for now, Squatter Camp, Kings and Queens for Rise FM. Swimming on Space Music on Rise FM with Destiny's Child, Independent Women. And you still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And if you missed the question of the evening, I asked Gutsi, what is the one thing that makes people stop going to church? Mainly because, minengati Gutsi, we are all God's children, whether we do right or wrong, black or white. And we used to sing that song in nursery school. So now, why fanele kuye labanye esondweni labanye bangamkeleki esondweni ngoba phela esondweni akusikuse khala. We are all servants in the house of the Lord. We are just there serving differently because our ministries are different. But trust and believe, ayiki big boss esondweni. Ayiko. The big boss is God. We are all reporting to Him. We are all serving Him. We should be held accountable for anything and everything by Him and Him alone. So one thing that I want us to break down so that we have an understanding of some of the things that might be, you know, destroying the church and making people shy away from church is the fact that there's a church and a cult. Those are two different things. Now, the word church has multiple meanings. Primarily, it refers to a building used for Christian worship. However, it can also refer to the entire body of Christian believers, a particular Christian denomination, or even a local congregation. We understand that is a church. Like the Bible says, when two or three come together in my name, I am in their midst. Now, a cult, contrary to the church, refers to a small group of people who share a strong devotion to a person, idea, or object, often with a charismatic leader and potentially unusual or extreme beliefs and practices. The term is often associated with new religious movements that are not mainstream but can also apply to groups with non-religious focuses. Why am I defining the two? It is only in a cult where if you are not in alignment with lifestyle yako, with what we do, then you are not welcome. That is a cult. And I don't judge anyone. I believe, Gutsi, whether we know it or not, we all belong to a cult somewhere. Yeah, meditate on that. You probably are serving in a cult and you don't even know it's a cult because you don't know the definition of a cult and the characteristics of a cult. So lapho umungena khona bathi mthetho wa la nglo enumuthi wena ufuna kungena la fanele ulandzelele lokho. They have every right to ban you uma ngabe ungasahambi ngalo mthetho loyo because that is a cult. You understand? But when we are talking about God and a church, in a church, Ngulungulu uthi ngifuna bona. Lana bonako, ngifuna bona babiye ngidoba khumbuta. Ukuthi phela lana lani yona baze bende kahle because you are going there to get spiritual healing. You are going there to get guidance. That is why even the Bible says a man plans his ways but God directs his steps. And people who are gifted can attest to that. When you are gifted, I don't plan my life. I don't plan my day. I will find out every day kunjalo. I wake up every day, ngiyathandaza, ngiyaphahla. Ngithi uNkulunkulu, ngiyabonga ukuthi ngivukile, ngiyaphila, and I pray ukuthi everything that I have planned for the day succeeds and may I be guided. Uma ngabe ngalelo langa, I am not meant to be at work. Uma ngabe ngalelo langa, fanele ngaphume ngeligede. I know for a fact ukuthi through the gift that I have, I will get guidance ukuthi buka namuhla ungaphume ngeligede. I planned my day, but because I believe that there's a higher power that controls and rules and reigns over me, kuthi letinto lengitiplani leti hamba njani tiyendeka ngalelo langa or the following day, I will be guided by this gift that I have. We understand? That is how God operates. You don't just wake up and decide, no, this is what... It's true. We are guided. We plan what we plan, but we still need to go to God. And it's to say, yebo kunaletinto lengitendako nalengitendile, but I'm coming back to you for you to bless my plans and anoint me before execution. So uma ngabe sithi thine esontweni, there are certain people who are welcome and certain people who are not, where then will they go to for the guidance in the plans that they have embilweni? So that they are able to correct uma ngabe baphuma ngendlela le wrong. Ngoba nami uma ngabe ngingalaleli lento le lakimi lephila kimi, there is authority over me. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. I'm going to do things that are contradicting the angel that is guiding me. You understand? So we must go to church so that we get back in line. Even if utoya esontweni minyaka wonke before you do right, but the reality is you must go to church for guidance. That is why we speak of Gutsi, everything in your life is destined. So if you don't go to church, you will never really understand, am I where I'm supposed to be? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? If you don't understand what I'm telling you. A man plans his ways, but God directs his steps. And the reason why God directs your steps, whether through painful experiences and failure, or ngokuthi angayingeni nje imithanda zakhe angasayilaleli uzuvisise ukuthi lolo ufuna ukukhuluma naye akukho in alignment, it is because une plan already before you existed. He already knew ukuthi ukulethelani la mhlabeni. Whether wena ubelieve ukuthi la mhlabeni udele ebunanzi or whatever, trust me, utawulimala le bumnanzini uzwamukele ukuthi I'm at the wrong place. Whether wena utela mhlabeni ngoba you believe ukuthi you are meant to be rich, utohlupheka uzuye kuye umbuto ukuthi kahle kahle lapha enhluphekweni, what am I supposed to do? So yakuchazela ukuthi oh, wena angifuni ukuthi ube rich ngoba labantu lofanele ubaside batholakala kulendzawo leya la ngikubeke khona lapho. Your ministry is in that place that is poverty stricken. That is where you will serve me. You've been assigned there. Not because I don't love you, but because ngikuthumelela lapho to fight whatever Goliath is in that place. The gift that is needed is in you. You understand? But angeke uzu understand impilo yakho and angeke uzu uphumelele empilweni if you just exist with no direction, without understanding ukuthi I relationship yakho na uNkulunkulu ihamba kanjani. And it's unfortunate because not all healers are also, you know, embedded ku gift yabo in God, because the truth is the gift that we have comes from God. If he didn't want me to see tinzaba tebantu, I wouldn't. If he didn't want me to have the knowledge that I have of spirituality, I wouldn't, because letihlahla takhe bekangangifihlela kusi letihlahla tiyalapha, bekangangivala kusi ngingadiboni tinto. But there's a reason why I am gifted in the way that I'm gifted. But still, even with that, I must go back to him and say, okay, I see, Wutsi, I'm different to other people in this manner. Kuzokuthi mina nawe ngulungulu singaqabani. Ngiyiphi indlela that this gift must operate in me, and why is it in me and not any other person in my family? So uyabuya ke uthi, okay, Fezile, now you are talking. The reason why you have what you have is because this is your assignment. This is your spiritual assignment. Uma ngikuthumela emhlabeni, bengikuthumela ukuthi you are going to break curses in your family and in other people's lives. You are going to put certain people in their place when they think ukuthi bona they are God over other people's lives in a meat. That is the role you must play. But you are not God, no. I will show you and I will direct you. Uma sowufikile la ufike khona, I will let you know ukuthi na inkunzi le ngifuna ukuthi uyibeke endzaweni. I've given you the power, walk in it. Angeka kwende nix. Ngidomenda ukuthi aqhukulude akusukele. Wena ungamsukeli. Mase kaqhukulutile, se uyagadla ke wena utomkhombisa ukuthi oh, muthi awunamandla sikhokho. There must be a higher power that is guiding you even in war and in battle na ulwa nebantu kuze ukuthi ungasukeli bantu abawrong kanzi. Wena utane spam lesincane mina nasengivula iammunition yami so ya realize ukuthi you were not ready for World War 3. That is how God works. And I believe ukuthi he works like that in all of us. But when you don't understand and you don't have that guidance and relationship with God, batamba bakukhahlela spiritually yonke lendzawo, and they will succeed. Because you're not even where you're supposed to be. Can you imagine bakuthathe la uhambe eSudan or wherever to a war that you are not trained for? You don't even have the right ammunition. Vele ngeke ubuye uphila, because you were not even meant to be there. What were you doing there? So why are people not in the church? Because that is the number one cause of why people are failing in life, why people are going through a lot of things and needing guidance and not getting it. And they should go and cry in the church. Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. We're going to continue the conversation in a moment. It's Rise FM. And because I love you, I always find a way to express it, even if it's not in those terms. You still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, what is the one thing that makes people stop going to church? And this is what you had to say. Mpendulo Keke Grayson, uthi awakening, Bongani Mavimbela, uthi ngilokuthi kufuneka imali kakhulu and lokunye kuhleba kakhulu. Lindoman Madonsela, uthi gossiping about others and thinking you're better than others. Madlamini, uthi inhlebo, hey, it seems ukuthi lenhlebo iphuma phambili. Sabnata, Utsi, they realize God is in your heart. How toxic is the house of the Lord? Misuse of the word of the Lord, because no one will hold them accountable for it. Individuals enriching themselves using the word of God. Tepo Roland, Utsi, I stopped because of judgmental attitudes. Lerato Mutau, Utsi, they no longer preach the true gospel of Christ. Best of sports, Utsi, Malema Sofam Fundisi. Lee, any Utsi, Gubugelwa Pasiga Kul, Umungana Lutfo, so I decided to stay. Luckily, I'm working on Sunday. And yabona makufika kule kubukela na pass. There's a reason why certain churches have uniform. Ngoba uma sigqoka uniform, iuniform ayisho ukuthi mina ngidla kahle noma mina ngidli kahle. And I think we need to think about that sometimes, because maybe we need to go back to that. Onge mabandla nje sigqoke ni uniform, so that other people come to church and we focus on why we're there. Akusasi fashion show kude lobonakala ngathi nanani, ngoba njengase sikolweni noma bangathi ku tough njani umntwana uyabana uniform noma ngabe simo sasekhaya si tough. But now continuing the conversation, because I had, you know, defined what a cult is and what a church is. Now here are the characteristics of a cult. No tolerance for questions or critical inquiry. No meaningful financial disclosure regarding budget, expenses such as independently audited financial statements, unreasonable fear about the outside world such as impending catastrophe, evil conspiracies, and persecutions. Now, those are the characteristics of a cult. Now, these are the characteristics of a church. A thriving church is characterized by a strong emphasis on love, clear vision, servant leadership, biblical preaching, committed gathering, engaging in scripture and prayer, a focus on discipleship, and dedication to serving others. It also demonstrates a strong commitment to God's word, fellowship, prayer and worship, the Holy Spirit's work, generosity, and evangelism. Ngiyacabanga kuvakele. Uma ngabe there's one place where we should all get love, it is in the church. Not because we deserve it, not because we are worthy, not a. Uma ngabe uyabona bangakurejecta yonke indzawo bathi awufiti in. But it is only in the church where everyone should feel the love of God. So angathi ukuthi sizoyilungisa njani ngoba ayiqhala abaningi bakhulume ngekuhleba nanani. But mina into lengayisho with regards to leyo kuhleba kuthi we go to church so that we can be vulnerable before God. And I did quote kuthi there's a scripture that says when two or three come together in my name, I will be in their midst. So if we are coming together and we are coming together ngeligama laNkulunkulu, we should be vulnerable, or rather free to be vulnerable. It shouldn't matter kuthi mine wendekalani ngami. It shouldn't matter because we are coming to our Father, sidakutokhala kubaba wethu. Whether ngikhaliswa ngiyo lenhlupheko, whether ngikhaliswa ngokuthi angi understand I'm doing a lot of things that I'm ashamed of or not, it shouldn't matter. You should be focusing on why you are here to talk to your Father, and so should the next person. So once wafika esontweni wena wahleba, kusho ukuthi you don't understand why you're there. Tinyanga neba prophethi tiyahamba kuyolala etinsabeni kukhulekwe nanani. Ngabe ngikhuluma mangana ngathi sike sabuya sesibanga kuhlebana ngoba nasifika lesiphakamisa tithunywa nalo uyakhala hey why six hey. Lo munye sobona sihlahla lesilapha kude esikhathi sekunaka lo munye umuntu ukuthi wendani ukuthi yena sakhe siphiwo simenda a role pass. There's no time. I'm in the spirit. I'm listening to my guides. I'm charging up. I'm praying about the problems I have in my life. I'm praying about the problems that my clients have, my family. I'm vulnerable. There is no time to even care. There's no time. And I think we should also do that in the church. Mawufike esondweni, khala ukhaliswe inkingi yakho phambi kwababa wakho, ukhuleke, uqule, uphuma ufila man ukuthi I've released everything. Lengene ingisinza. Uhambe ekhaya. Kukuthi bani lirogo ina no, that's not your problem. And it shouldn't. So ungadimosheli imkhuleko. Uma ngabe bowungasayi esontweni ngithi mina, it is your Father's house. You have every right to be there. Unless it is a cult. If it's a cult, then no, anginankinga sikhokho sami. Uma ngabe sowuhambahamba wabona ukuthi no, kunebungozi akuphileki, I can't then say it's your Father's house njani ngoba wangena wathi ukuthi la sihamba ngalo line. Strides of him.